This is the Tuesday, December 7th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action. Short NBA cards, some college hoops as well. We'll get you in and out in less than 10 minutes like we always do.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined this morning by Tyler Fulgham. How are you, my man?
Doing well this morning. Had a good weekend in the NFL and a decent fantasy night on in the NBA last night, so hoping to keep it rolling here on a pretty light Tuesday.
Unique and bizarre a Monday Night Football game. I enjoyed it just because it was such an unusual circumstance, but the Patriots get there. They now are the top seed in the AFC, a remarkable run. I broke down the MVP and the Super Bowl futures that I posted on ESPN.com. Such an interesting, windy road that this AFC in particular has been. But let's start in the NBA marquee matchup. The, let's call it the best rivalry in NBA history, just given that there are finals meetings and the top two winningest franchises. The Lakers host the Celtics. Obviously, LA has not been what many expected this year, although we've talked about it. I did not expect much from the Lakers. I'm not surprised by at least their ATS performance. But Lakers are 2.5-point home favorites. I basically refuse to bet the Lakers aside from a couple times. Last week at the Kings, I bet them. But I have to take Boston in the points. I just don't think this Lakers team fits. I don't trust them altogether. And yes, they're obviously much better with LeBron. They have capabilities of winning and covering. I just can't rely on them. They're just way too inconsistent.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a Laker team right now that is favored, you have to be a little bit wary. And even though the game is at Staples Center tonight, they're favored by 2.5. And I'm with you. I'm on that Boston side. The Lakers are still waiting for a couple of key pieces they added this offseason, and Trevor Ariza and Kendrick Nunn to add to the rotation. And Ariza should help them on the perimeter defensively, and Nunn could give them a little more stability when Russell Westbrook is being crazy at the point guard spot. But I'm on the Celtics here. Not only do the Lakers have the worst ATS record in the NBA, the Celtics are actually 13-10-1, which is, you know, top five, top seven, I believe, ATS record in the NBA. These teams played back on November 19th, I believe, in Boston, and the Celtics won 130-108, a 22-point win, and all three of the big three for LA were available. Russ, AD, and LeBron. Jaylen Brown did not play in that game. Now, Brown is also dealing with a questionable tag, I believe, for this matchup, but you see, and I know that one was at home in Boston, but you see how much this Lakers team can struggle when they play against, you know, league average to above average teams. And the Celtics certainly fit that mold because they're mostly healthy, having Al Horford, Robert Williams, Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, all available. And especially if Jaylen Brown is able to play, that just give you more confidence in the Celtics side. So looking at the side, I'm with you. I think right now you just have to fade the Lakers right now, especially when they play anyone that's a 500 or better team.
Okay, elsewhere in the NBA, I like Brooklyn. Off a loss, they are 6-0 this year so far, and they're coming off one here and 2 days off, -4. Don't like the comments from Kidd recently regarding the Mavs. Laying 4 on the road is never fun, also with a team that actually has not performed well against the spread this year. So even though Brooklyn has among the better records overall straight up in the NBA, their ATS record, I just think the spot favors them. It's a bet on Brooklyn off a loss as much as it is a bet against Dallas. I like first quarter a little bit as well, so I'm going to throw a little extra there on the Nets first quarter, -1, 1.5.
Yeah, I'm looking at a player prop, and it's just about at its upper limit for one I trust, but I'll go ahead and play LaMarcus Aldridge over 14.5 points. Dallas is kind of weak at the center spot. You can also maybe attack the rebounding prop for LaMarcus Aldridge, which is 6.5. The Mavericks, pardon me, are 28th in the NBA in rebound percentage. So I think you can attack this team in the paint, in the post, and we know LaMarcus still has that sweet mid-range game and those post moves. And he's been on a pretty good tear as of late. He's cleared 14 and a half points in 6 of his last 8 games. So he's been playing well. This is a good matchup. I think he'll be out there for 30 plus minutes like he has in, most of the 6 of those last 8 games. And if that's the case, if he's getting 30 plus in this matchup and the exploitable part of Dallas's defense is in the post with their bigs defensively, I think LaMarcus Aldridge is the player prop I like the most.
All right, good. Anything else on the other NBA game?
Yeah, the San Antonio-New York Knicks game, I really like the Spurs a lot. To plus 2.5, I'd sprinkle a little on the money line as well in that matchup. I know the Spurs did play last night against Phoenix, one of the best teams in the NBA, and it was a really good game. Phoenix only won by 4 points. You see the Spurs starting to get the pieces back. Doug McDermott has returned to the rotation. I know Devin Vassell, the second-year player, I believe, or rookie young player out of Florida State, was out last night, but Greg Popovich's crew is starting to figure some things out, led by the emergence of DeJounte Murray, who's one of the most improved players in the NBA. Derek White starting to play his best ball of the season. So they're really starting to round into form with those young players that have taken the mantle or the baton from DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge. And I think last night's game, even though they lost, indicates how well they're playing given the quality of the opponent. So the Knicks come into San Antonio struggling a little bit. They've lost 3 in a row. They're kind of going through a rotation transformation, removing Kemba Walker, bringing in Alec Burks. Tom Thibodeau is certainly trying to find a way to spark his defense, which has not been good at all. 22nd in the NBA in defensive rating this season, which has got to keep Thibodeau up at nights with the way that he likes to play. So with the defensive struggles of the Knicks, with the Spurs having some pieces rounded into form, and the fact that they're 5th in the NBA in pace, I like the Spurs and the over, 211. I'm going to play the over here of 211. Of the 10 games that the Spurs have played at home this season, they're 8-1-1 to the over. So they have been an over team at home, and I think they'll push the pace and try and rebound from a tough loss last night against the Spurs. Look at a defense that they can exploit. And I'm expecting big games from the likes of DeJounte Murray and Derek White.
All right, that should cover it. One college note, we have to have a little Maction midweek, right? That's our show policy. No, I have a buddy who likes Bowling Green a lot at home, catching a couple points. You can get a plus 2 there. Oakland's been solid. 5 straight wins, a couple big ones too. But, the road trip continues here, and he likes Bowling Green at home. I trust him, and he says just the metrics and everything kind of – Bowling Green's been, like, unlucky, basically. With some of their outcomes, and Oakland's been fortunate. So take it for what it's worth. Wanted to throw a little college your way. We'll see you back here on the television later tonight, 6 Eastern on ESPN2. Best of luck to everyone.